And so we got to cover up fire in the fireplace with ashes and next morning pull it out and start fire. Remember when I was about 6 years old, I went out on the porch one morning, I saw my father coming up the road with an old panel bed shovel with a bunch of coals on it and a spine rock line on that. It'd been about half a mile to borrow a fly to start a fire.
You said your father was in the war.
It's in the war.
He was a Confederate
soldier.
Do you remember any particular story that he told about being in the war?
No, I don't remember anything definite. I heard him say a lot of times that part of his relatives, the Miguel relatives, was in the Northern Army and he was in the Confederate Army, and different times they had gotten together during the war and had spent the night at the homes that the Confederate soldier and the Yankees were in the same home with him, folks, and they'd stack their arms in the hall, and then they'd have to get out the next morning and get back with their own armies. I heard my father say a lot of times that he had to study to see which army to get in, and it was more of his relatives in the Northern Army than was in the Southern Army. But his interest was all in the South. His farm, home, his father and mother, like that, and so he decided that he ought to go into Southern Army. He was shot twice in the Vicksburg. He was shot through the right side, and a bullet went through his side, and he wasn't out very long, and when the Chickamauga, I did hear him say when the battle of Chickamauga was going on, he was at home, suffering from a wound. He shot Vicksburg through his leg. He said a spent ball hit him up here in the leg, and instead of going through and around the bone, it went down and come out of his ankle. And I told you I was good about him getting this infected and went on crutches for 30 years. That's very long. He's now still superintendent. Well, 19 for those years, so that's when I didn't get anything quite.
Well, we can do that.